Hey, everybody. Welcome to FL Teams and our USF Bulls show. We're going to make it a weekly show because why not? I want to do it, and the USF Bulls deserve it. Make sure you are subscribed to FLTeams.com or FL Teams on all the socials and on YouTube. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment. So, you know, let us know what USF coverage we can bring you here on FL Teams. I'm your host, class of 09, Jeff Macalino here to talk about the this past week for your USF Bulls, and we'll talk about the game and what's coming up this next week for USF. Let's dive right in. USF improves to 3-2 with a big victory, conference victory on the road. It's been a while. 4 years almost since USF's won a conference game on the road. Some alum like myself are wondering when or if it would happen. Well, we knew it would happen eventually, but there were some dark days there. And, well, you know, luckily some fans had the next play mentality that Coach Golesh talks about. And let's dive right into this game because it plays into this so much. This game had every opportunity to turn into a disaster for USF. USF goes on the road, again, where they haven't won a game since 2019, October 2019, against ECU, almost 20 games ago on the road, I think 13 in the conference. And you'll see the highlight here to my left. Sean Atkins muffs a punt, gives Navy a short field. They punch in a touchdown. The next USF possession, they have a fourth and about a half a yard, maybe a yard to go. They try a quarterback sneak, and the USF offensive line, maybe the only thing that I need to talk negatively about in this game or this team, doesn't get any push at all on the Navy defensive front. And Brown gets stuffed, giving Navy another very short field, leading to a 14-0 deficit on the road. And this is where all of us USF alum and fans who have been watching this team, especially in the Jeff Scott and the later Charlie Strong years, were thinking this is where things get out of hand and this team crumbles. And I made this same comment against Rice when USF was about to go up 13 points, fumbled into the end zone, and then the next play was a touchdown. You went from going up 13 to being down by one in the third quarter. And I thought, this team doesn't know how to win. It's going to crumble. And I was wrong last week. And boy, I was wrong this week. You may see the highlights if you're watching on video. If you're listening on audio, you know, sorry you're missing out on the beautiful 88-yard touchdown pass from Byron Brown, who turned 19 the day before this game. To Sean Atkins, I mentioned him. He muffed the punt. He had a big day and made up for it. And this is where I do want to talk about that next play mentality that Brown and Atkins and Coach Golesh have been talking about. But those two, Brown and Atkins, talked about it after the game. That's what they preach on this team is the next play, next play. And, you know, coaches say a lot of things, frankly. And most of the time it's coach gobbledygook that just means nothing and sounds fun, like Ohio State's moron coach saying, it's always been Ohio against the world. I don't remember the last World War versus Ohio, but, you know, if you say so, dude. But this is something that seems to have really seeped into these players' attitudes and these coaches' attitudes, just next play. And USF was down 14-0 and did not panic. They went down and had a long drive that led to a touchdown. They continued to just produce on offense. They had a couple mistakes. Look, Navy almost tied the game up on a Byron Brown fumble, which, again, you saw a sack that wasn't a fumble. But the offensive line needs to do a better job protecting the quarterback. That's undeniable. That needs to be fixed moving forward for this team to take the next step because coming into play, they had allowed 4.75 sacks per games. They were the third worst team in the country, FBS, in that regard. By the way, I hope you just noticed that touchdown catch. I'm going to talk about that later. But they were the third worst in the country in sacks allowed. They still allowed four to Navy in this game. They really need to clean that up and protect their superstar redshirt freshman quarterback, because Byrum Brown can take this team to levels that we have not seen. He came into this game as the leading rushing quarterback in FBS, and he had negative 27 rushing yards in the game. And it meant nothing to USF that he didn't gain rushing yards. He was 26 for 34 for 338 through the air with three touchdowns, no picks. The only blemish was being sacked four times, which was frankly not his fault almost any of the time. Maybe not any of the times. I didn't do an advanced film review, but, you know, from the eye check, from where I was watching, seemed like an offensive line problem more than him. The running game couldn't really get going in this game. Overall, again, the sack yardage, negative 36 yards in sacks, but still 44 for 97. So that's not great rushing. That's actually terrible. Taking out the sacks, still not great. So the offensive line needs to improve. One thing I loved, I mentioned I'd talk about that touchdown catch by Michael Brown Stevens, who had 4 for 48, and that beautiful touchdown where he had a great job competing for the ball, getting the feet in. That's, I mentioned last week with Naeem Simmons having the breakout game, and he had 5 catches for 23. They were really tight on him in this game. But Sean Atkins, 4 for 116 and 2 touchdowns, balled out. He's been a good at receiver all year. He made that mistake as a punt returner, and he more than made up for it. Coffrey Brown, look out for this guy. He's had a few big catches coming into this game. 7 for 80, including a nice contested catch over the middle. And Michael Brown Stevens, 4 for 48 with a touchdown. USF, last week, if you watched the show, I said I just worried about the receiver contributions. And it seems like, you know, maybe we don't have to worry so much about that anymore. It looks like there are 3 or 4 guys between Simmons, Atkins, Brown, and Brown Stevens, at least 4 guys. Jaden Alexis had a couple nice plays too. He had a 35-yard catch. Weston Wolf had a fumble, but he looks like he has some ability too. And again, of course, we have the guys in the backfield, Powell, Wright, Joyner, Dukes. There's a lot of talent on this offense, as you saw. Second straight 40 burger, dropped on the opponents. The other big thing I want to talk about, penalties. USF was also third worst in the nation coming into this game. Only one penalty. Playing against Navy, who just doesn't commit penalties, Navy committed 8 penalties to USF's 1. Huge job. Credit to Coach Golesh and this team. Again, aside from the offensive line, just to be fair, got to improve on the turnover game. USF fumbled 3 times, lost all 3. Also had the turnover on downs. I know that's not a turnover. Navy fumbled once. USF returned it for a touchdown. That helped Tramell Logan be named AAC Defensive Player of the Week. Well-deserved, I must say. I'd like to see some more turnovers. Day-Day Evans, heart and soul of the defense. He had a pick right there. Dropped it. I know it's easy to say from your couch, right? It's so easy to say from your couch. But look, USF had a chance to give up on this game. They were down 14-0. They took the 21-14 lead, returned the extra point for 2 to go into halftime 23-20 after Navy had tied it up. By the way, Navy's those 3 drives to lead to points, and really the field goal in the second half, none of those were long drives. Those were all drives set up by offensive turnovers or special teams blunders. Until Navy's last touchdown, when it was 44-23 and they had a 68-yard touchdown pass, Navy did not drive the field. So USF's defense no, nothing to really critique, except maybe I'd like a turnover or two extra, but Todd Orlando, Kevin Patrick, and the whole coaching staff has done a tremendous side on the defensive side in getting this team ready to go. And I, you know, things are looking up for the USF Bulls. This was a, this was just a team where losing had seemed to infect the program. Let's face it. If you're watching this, you probably love USF. I love USF. Losing had infected the football team. It was just in the DNA. And I know there's been a lot of transfers in and out this year with Galesh, but he's done something. And I know it's early. We're only 5 games in. We're 3-2. We're riding high at the moment. I know it's early, but it just seems these last 2 games, these last 2 victories, where the team faced some turmoil, whether it be in the first quarter or the third quarter, in both games, they overcame it, didn't seem to get worried, concerned, didn't seem to compound their errors, which, you know, this has been a school, frankly, that, you know, we kind of stack our mistakes, and now it seems like we're stacking victories for the first time in a long time. And I think we've got more to come. So looking forward, this week, we've got UAB, coached by Tampa Bay legend Trent Dilfer. They're 1-4. They lost their first American Athletic Conference game to Tulane last week, 35-23. The week before that, they lost to number 1 Georgia, 49-21. They're 1-4, though. Their only win, North Carolina A&T. They lost to Georgia Southern and the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. Given up in their losses, 49, 41, 49, 35 points. I think USF might be in for another big offensive performance behind their stud true redshirt freshman quarterback. And again, they're starting to show they've got receivers who will step up and make plays, and they've gained confidence. They've got 3 guys in the backfield. Kelly Joyner kind of seemed to be more in the backfield again in this game. So 4 guys in the backfield who have confidence and ability back there. I think, I don't know. I'm feeling awfully optimistic. And I know that Florida Southern teams ranked USF 3rd behind just FSU and Miami in their power rankings this week, which I think is fair. So here we go. Going into UAB. Then I hope everyone shows up October 14th for homecoming against Florida Atlantic, October 14th. It's at 3:30 p.m. If you're local, get to Raymond James Stadium. We're not going to have many more homecoming games there. So get there, root for this team. And frankly, you might be looking at a team that's going into the game only 2 wins away from bowl eligibility. And that's something, given what this program has gone through. They deserve our support, our love, our respect. And I'm so proud to be a University of South Florida Bull. Please make sure to subscribe where you're watching this. Like this video on YouTube or wherever. Please comment too. You can just comment with a little this thing. That's cool. Or you can comment with, is there anything else you'd like us to cover with USF, especially with USF football? Because I'm happy to. So, you know, let me know what I can do, because I know there's only a handful of places that cover USF sports, and we'd like to provide something that people aren't. And I'm a USF football fan. I'll be honest. I'm not an unbiased person. So I need more USF content myself. So if I can create it, I guess that's good enough, right? So make sure you subscribe. Thank you. Go Bulls.